Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife captured by American army and flown out of the country after large-scale attack to face drug and terror-related charges in New York court. Venezuela demands emergency meeting of UN Security Council to discuss US attack on the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates grand international exposition of sacred Piprava relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi. And Indian cricket team for the three-match ODI series against New Zealand announced Shubman Gill to lead the 15-member squad. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under large-scale attack early this morning. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, U.S. has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela capital Caracas. U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi has said deposed Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife Celia Flores will face criminal charges after an indictment in New York. In a social media post, Bondi said Maduro has been charged with narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the United States. She said, the couple will soon face the full wrath of American justice on American soil in American courts. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. A report.
Venezuela has declared a national emergency and denounced the U.S. military aggression. Vice President Delcy Rodriguez demanded for proof of life and the location of the President Maduro and his wife. Venezuelan Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez announced deployment of military forces across the country. Venezuela also demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the U.S. attacks on the country. Several countries across the globe, including Russia, Iran and Cuba, have criticized the U.S. military attack on Venezuela, calling it a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a statement, Russia's foreign ministry today condemned what it called a U.S. act of armed aggression against Venezuela, urging restraint and warning against further escalation. It said the pretexts cited to justify these actions are untenable. Moscow called for dialogue and said it was ready to support diplomatic efforts. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel also condemned the attack and demanded an urgent response from the international community. Iran's foreign ministry described the attack as an act of aggression and a clear breach of the fundamental principles of the United Nations Charter and international law prohibiting the use of force against sovereign states. Sarabjit Kaur for World News.
Meanwhile, holding a news conference in Florida, U.S. President Trump shared updates about the U.S. operation in Venezuela.
Today, at my direction, the United States Armed Forces conducted an extraordinary military operation in the capital of Venezuela. Overwhelming American military power, air, land, and sea, was used to launch a spectacular assault. And it was an assault like people have not seen since World War II. It was a force against a heavily fortified military fortress in the heart of Caracas, to bring outlaw dictator Nicolas Maduro to justice.
Iran has vowed to forcefully reject any interference in the country's internal affairs after U.S. President Donald Trump issued a sharp warning that the United States would act if Iran kills peaceful protesters. Since last Sunday, protests have erupted in a number of Iranian cities over the sharp depreciation of the national currency rial. In a social media post, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi called Trump's threat as reckless and dangerous. He said that Iran's military is prepared to respond to any violation of its sovereignty. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and paths shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Pipravar Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagwan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur laut kar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein bahut bada sabak hai. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है
Mr. Modi emphasized that India is not only the custodian of the sacred relics of Lord Buddha but also a living carrier of that timeless tradition Speaking about Buddha's heritage the Prime Minister said India has made continuous efforts to contribute to the development of Buddha's heritage sites across the world He said, Buddhist sites are being modernized today and new facilities are being built for the pilgrims. Discovered in 1898, the Pipravar relics hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. These are among the earliest and most historically significant relic deposits directly connected to Bhagwan Buddha. United Nations has said that more than 1 million people urgently need shelter assistance in Gaza. The Office of the Spokesperson for the UN Secretary General has said, Humanitarian assistance in Gaza continue to help the most vulnerable families as harsh winter conditions leave hundreds of thousands of Palestinians struggling in makeshift tents damaged by rain, wind and seawater waves. Meanwhile, UN partners working in water, sanitation and hygiene are facing challenges in managing solid waste as the gap widens between the quantity collected and accumulated due to the inability to reach landfill sites. According to the UN Development Programme, solid waste management is among the most affected services, with only a few of the temporary dumping sites accessible and operational. In Bangladesh, a Hindu businessman, Khokon Chandradas, aged 50 years, of Damudia Upzila in Shariatpur district, died this morning while undergoing treatment at the National Institute of Burn and Plastic Surgery in Dhaka. According to police and family members, Khokon was attacked on Wednesday night in the Tiloi area of Damudia, while returning home. A group of assailants allegedly stopped him, assaulted him with sharp weapons, robbed him of cash and setting him on fire. Local residents rescued him and rushed him to the hospital. He was later transferred to Dhaka Medical College Hospital and subsequently shifted to the National Institute of Burn and Plastic Surgery due to critical injuries. Before his death, Khokon reportedly identified two attackers. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, that is BCCI, today announced India's squad for the three-match ODI series against New Zealand beginning January 11th, with Shubman Gill named captain and Shreyas Iyer being appointed the vice-captain. Shreyas Iyer returns after a spleen injury from last year's Australia tour. Rishabh Pant retains his spot despite Ishan Kishan being named for the upcoming T20 internationals and T20 World Cup. Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma are also included. India's squad for New Zealand ODIs includes Shubman Gill as captain, Shreyas Iyer as vice-captain, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, KL Rahul, Washington Sundar, Ravindra Jadeja, Mohammad Siraj, Harshit Rana, Prasiddh Krishna, Kuldeep Yadav, Rishabh Pant, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Arshdeep Singh and Yashasvi Jaiswal. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro and his wife captured by American army and flown out of the country after large-scale attack to face drug and terror-related charges in New York court. Venezuela demands emergency meeting of UN Security Council to discuss US attack on the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Grand International Exposition of Sacred Pipravar Relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi. And Indian cricket team for three-match ODI series against New Zealand announced Shubman Gill to lead the 15-member squad. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.